This is a chapel talk written for you by Pastor Professor Emeritus David Lau. Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 6 through 13. So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the prison, and they let Jeremiah down with ropes. And in the dungeon there was no water, but mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. Now Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon. When the king was sitting at the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went out of the king's house and spoke to the king, saying, "My lord the king, these men have done evil in all they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is likely to die from hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city." Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, "Take from here 30 men with you, and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he dies." So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took from there old clothes and old rags, and let them down by ropes into the dungeon to Jeremiah. Then Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, "Please put these old clothes and rags under your armpits, under the ropes." And Jeremiah did so. So they pulled Jeremiah up with ropes and lifted him out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. After the Roman governor Pontius Pilate gave in to the Jewish leaders and ordered that Jesus of Nazareth should be crucified, we're told in the Gospel of John, he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. Although he had been beaten and scourged, Jesus had to carry his own cross to the place of execution. Apparently, Jesus was not moving fast enough for the Roman soldiers. So we're told in the Gospel of Luke, as they led him away, they laid hold of a certain man, Simon a Cyrenian, who was coming from the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. Simon is a picture of every Christian. For every Christian is called on to bear his cross as he follows Jesus. For Jesus had said in an earlier time, "Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Bearing our cross after Jesus means that we are willing to endure whatever comes our way because of our loyalty to Jesus and his teachings. All followers of Jesus have their own crosses to bear, some heavy, some not so heavy. This is true not only of New Testament followers of Jesus, but also of his Old Testament followers who were faithful to his word. One of those Old Testament believers who was given a heavy cross to bear was the prophet Jeremiah. For Jeremiah was given a very unpopular teaching of the Lord to proclaim to the Israelites, namely this word: Jerusalem will be destroyed. The temple will be demolished. Therefore, it is God's will that you surrender to the Babylonians. For such a message from God as this, Jeremiah was considered a traitor. So what did they do? This is what we read in the 38th chapter of Jeremiah. They took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the prison, and they let Jeremiah down with ropes. And in the dungeon there was not water, but mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. Mire is mud. Jeremiah was sinking in the mud. Can you picture God's faithful prophet sinking in the mud and in danger of being swallowed up by the mud? Down, down he went. He was sinking, sinking. How could he possibly escape? Another faithful Old Testament believer was the godly man Job. He was not literally sinking in the mud, but the cross God gave him to bear was like sinking in the mud. For in his agony he cried out, "The days of affliction take hold of me. God has cast me into the mire." Since the crosses God lays on us are like sinking in the mud and not seeing any way to escape, We cry out to God like the psalmist. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing, no footing. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me. No doubt Jeremiah prayed such a prayer as this. And it was not long before help came from an unexpected source. Just as the man left half dead by the roadside was rescued by a foreigner, a Samaritan, so Jeremiah was rescued by a foreigner from Africa, an Ethiopian eunuch named Ebed-Melech. He heard that they had put Jeremiah into the dungeon, and he spoke to the king, saying, "My lord the king, these men have done evil in all they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is likely to die from hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city." They gave Ebed-Melech permission to do what he could to rescue Jeremiah. So he took some men with him, and they found some old clothes and old rags and let them down by ropes into the dungeon to Jeremiah. Then Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, "Please put these old clothes and rags under your armpits, under the ropes." Notice that Ebed-Melech was concerned not to harm Jeremiah any more than he was already harmed. Jeremiah was happy to do what he was told. So they pulled Jeremiah up with ropes and lifted him out of the dungeon. Once more, God had rescued Jeremiah from his enemies and saved him from a slow death through suffocation or starvation. God had many more words to deliver to his people through his faithful prophet. Not that Jeremiah was lifted out of the pit and made second in the kingdom like Joseph in days of old. No, Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. His cross was not removed. But the weight of his cross was lessened so that he would be able to bear it. Remember that these things happened to Jeremiah because he faithfully proclaimed the word of God, the word God gave him to speak. Our God, of course, wants us to remain faithful also. Indeed, Jesus, by bearing his cross to Calvary and suffering there, has delivered us from the greatest mire of all, the mire and mud of sin, by which the devil wishes to swallow us up and sink us down to hell where he is. But Jesus is our Ebed-Melech, who has pulled us out of the mud and saved us for heaven, forgiving all our sins and giving us, giving you, eternal life.
The hymn selected for today's devotion is hymn 523 from the Lutheran hymnal.
Why should cross and trial grieve me? Christ is near with his cheer, never will he leave me. Oh, Son, for my own, to my faith has given. Though a heavy cross I'm bearing, and my heart feels the smart, shall I be despairing? God, my helper, who does send doth know all my woe and how best to end it. God oft gives me days of gladness. Shall I grieve if he give seasons to all sadness? God is good and tempers ever all my ill, and he will. tears, it will us deliver. It will close life's mournful story. Make a way that we may enter heavenly glory. What is all this life possesses but a handful of sand that the heart distresses? No our Lord will afford to his saints forever. Lord, my shepherd, take me to thee. Thou art mine, I was thine, even ere I knew thee. I am thine, for thou hast bought me. Lost I stood, but thy blood free salvation brought me.